So like the grade 7 and grade 8, they will be only boys, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We now call upon Luqman Kaka, who will enlighten us on the Islamic viewpoint of xenophobia. And he hails all the way from Al-Huda Muslim School, Klagsdorf.
Never, never, and never again shall it be that this beautiful land will again experience the oppression of one by another and suffer the indignity of being the scum of the world. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners, the words of our former president, Nelson Mandela, still echoes in my mind. The world watches with utter disbelief as xenophobic violence once again rears its ugly head in the land of the Rainbow Nation. Have we not learned positive lessons from our past? In South Africa, we are surrounded by people of diverse cultures, backgrounds and religions, each created uniquely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from different sands of the earth, so that we may recognize one another, appreciate one another, and coexist with one another. The noble Quran states, Ya ayyuha an-nas inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum innallaha 'alimun khabir. O you who believe, indeed we have created you from a single male and female, and we have made you into nations and tribes, so that you may know each other. Verily, the noblest amongst you in the sight of Allah is the one who is most deeply conscious of Him. Behold, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. Xenophobia is a direct attack on foreign nationals from the Asian continent, more heartfelt because of the onslaught on our African brothers. As the footage was shown on TV, where locals killed Emmanuel Sithole by stabbing him in Alexander Township, by looting of foreign shops, the carnage in Durban city center. Politicians stepped out slowly from their starting blocks to stop and condemn this xenophobic attacks. Fingers were being pointed at Zulu King Goodwill Zwelithini, who openly invited the people against the foreign nationals by declaring for them to leave our shores. African leaders were then quick to say that sanctions were to be imposed on South African businesses like Shoprite, amongst others, by closing the borders to South Africa, goods entering their countries. That in turn caused an uproar in South African Union meetings chaired by Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma. The father of a nation, Nelson Mandela, said, "No individual shall ever discriminate, oppress another human being based on race, color, creed, religion, or otherwise, and no one should remove the dignity of another person." What prophetic words of wisdom! Sadly, we fail to realize that xenophobic attacks or xenophobia in any form goes against our Islamic beliefs. Islam did not prevail at the edge of the blade. Islam did not prevail at the edge of the blade. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had warned people over to Islam not by the sword, but rather through his character. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the footsteps of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu in Jannat in a dream. And who was he? A black Abyssinian slave. Which goes to show that no one was discriminated or hated just because he was not our kind. As humans, we often tend to pledge allegiance to people of our own kind and color, and do so at the cost of justice, inequality, and exploitation. May Allah help us to treat all people equally, affectionately, and with true justice, as taught to us by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
That was the voice of Luqman Kaka explaining the Islamic viewpoint on xenophobia, all the way from Al Huda Muslim School, Klasdorp. Next up, we call on stage Muhammad Yasin Parker, who will enlighten us on the major signs of Qiyamah, and he hails from Welcome Islamic School.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, respected teachers and ulama, I come to you today with the greetings of peace and blessings. What are the major signs of Qiyamah? The first sign that I want to bring to your attention is that the sun will rise in the west, and that, my dear friends, will be the most dreadful day of all creations. All doors of mercy will be closed on that day. May Allah save us from that day. Then, another sign that I want to bring to your attention is that the appearance of Imam Mahdi. He will be there to help us keep our iman strong. Allahu Akbar. And inshallah, he will bring Islam to its highest point. Then another sign is that the appearance of Dajjal. Many people think Dajjal must still be born, but they do not know. Dajjal is already there and will only show his true appearance when Allah commands, inshallah. May Allah save us Muslims from his evil ways. Nowadays, mothers and fathers are burying their young children, and living to see old age is considered a privilege. My own father died at a young age of 42 years old. May Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah, ameen. Time passes by so quickly. Weeks feel like days, months feel like weeks, and years feel like months. We are living in ignorance, thinking that there will always be tomorrow. But the reality is that no one can guarantee there will be tomorrow. We love as if old age is certain, and there will always be time to practice our deen. But we should love our lives as if every day on this dunya is our last. So people, we should be aware of these signs already shown to us, and follow the most beautiful deen of Islam, and the examples that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, has left for us. We are very fortunate that in our country, we can practice our deen openly. In many other parts of the world, our Muslim brothers and sisters are being oppressed. May Allah remove all hardship that the Ummah are facing. Looking at the world today, all you see is haram. People are dancing, listening to music, and so much more. Youngsters are paying so much money to go watch live music shows. Allahu Akbar. But youngsters find it too hard to give a 10 rand note to the poor and less fortunate. Is it so hard to help the underprivileged? But yet, we youngsters pay so much to do haram. Allahu Akbar. May Allah save us youngsters from these evil actions. Allah has blessed us with the best religion and the noble Quran, which is our daily guide in life. But we take our iman for granted and so fall into haram. We plan for the future as if death is in our hands. But yet, we as Muslims know it's not. Allah says in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَكَّرُوا وَمَكَّرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And we plan, and Allah plans, and Allah is the best of planners. So let us stop planning for the future and secure our akhirah before the major signs befall us. Remember, we as Muslims are the only religion that has been gifted, that has been given the gift of Shahada, we should practice and appreciate our deen daily and practice upon our deen daily. For the Quran says that only those with true iman will enter Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah make us among the true believers. Save us from the fire of Jahannam, the punishment of this world and the year after, and enter us into Jannatul Firdaus. Inshallah, Ameen. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallahu khairan. That was the powerful voice of Muhammad Yasin Parker, and he was discussing some of the major signs of Qiyamah all the way from Velcom Islamic School. Next up, we call on stage Shariq Hassam, and his topic will be Masjidul Aqsa, and he hails from Madrasa Ansarul Muslimin, Potchefstroom.
The only masjid mentioned by name in the Noble Quran, apart from the Kaaba, a place which Allah Ta'ala Himself calls a blessed place. The only place on earth where all the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, from Adam alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam, prayed at the same time, led by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is Masjid al-Aqsa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My respected Ustad, members of the community, brothers and sisters in Islam, the sacred significance and special virtues of such a special place known as Bayt al-Muqaddis is a third holiest site in Islam. The Holy Quran states, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. سبحان الذي أسرى بأبدي ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. All praises unto Allah. Holy is the being who has carried his servants by night from the holy masjid to the Aqsa masjid, whom our blessings are surrounded, that we might show him some signs of our power. He is surely the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu relates that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you should not undertake a special journey to visit any place other than the following three masajid, with the expectation of getting greater reward. The sacred masjid in Mecca, the masjid of Maya sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Masjid al-Nabawi, and Masjid al-Quds, in Philistine. Masjid al-Quds is the first Qibla of the Muslims. This changed when Allah Ta'ala ordered His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam 16 to 17 months after Hijrah to turn his face towards the Kaaba in Mecca, Sahih Bukhari. It is this Hijrah when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken on a night's journey, during which he rode on his buraq and travelled with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Mecca to Al-Quds. Here he performed Salah and travelled with Jibreel alayhi salam to the heavens, where he met several other prophets and led them in prayer. For us as Muslims, there are also great virtues in praying at Masjid Al-Quds. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that rendering a prayer in Al-Quds has a reward of 5,000 prayers. Another great virtue is that if anyone puts ihram for Hajj Umrah from Masjid al-Quds and proceeds to Al-Haram in Mecca, his former and later sins will be forgiven and he will be guaranteed Jannah. How fortunate are we that the benefits and rewards attached to Al-Quds are so immense. Our Palestinian brothers and sisters are facing great persecution from the Zionist Jews and still remain steadfast in the plight to save Al-Quds. Just weeks ago, the Israeli soldiers invaded the Masjid Al-Quds compound and attacked dozens of Muslim worshippers. O Allah, we make dua to you. Masjid al-Quds is no ordinary masjid. It forms the basis of our history, and it is a cornerstone to mankind's foundation. Save Aqsa from Zionist occupation. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu relates that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A group of my ummah will not cease to fight at the gates of Damascus and Al-Quds. They will remain standing victorious for the truth on the day of Qiyamah." The people of Al-Aqsa have always been its true custodians, despite all the hardships they face. Birru bidam nafdika ya Aqsa. Birru bidam nafdika ya Aqsa. Long live Al-Aqsa. Long live Palestine. Jazakallah.
Jazakallahu khairan. That was the voice of Shariq Hassam, enlightening us on the importance of the third holiest masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa, and he hails from Madrasa Ansarul Muslimin, Potchefstroom. Next up, going all the way to Kronstadt, we call on stage Abdurrahman Mangera, who will enlighten us on the Quran, my source of inspiration, Madrasa Islamia, Kronstadt.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What if I told you that I have a cure for all your physical and emotional illnesses? What if I told you that if you use this medication, you will be free from depression, loneliness, anxiety, weakness, and laziness? And at the same time, it will be a source of blessing so magnificent, a reward so resplendent, a light so luminous, a melody so melodious, and a companion so loyal. Now, I'm sure that you are thinking I am crazy. Is it possible to be afflicted with so much grief and sickness at one time, but have a cure for all of it just in one source? Impossible. Well, I got news for you. My source of inspiration is none other than the Kalam of Allah, the speech of Allah, the noble Quran. The sound of every syllable heard caresses the mind, heart, soul, a gentle rhythm, a sweet balm, and a calming effect. The words so numerous and in number and so great in meaning. Allah Ta'ala Himself says in the Holy Quran, "If we had sent down the Quran upon a mountain, you would have seen it humbled and coming apart from the fear of Allah Ta'ala." And these examples we present to the people that perhaps they will give it thought. Imagine this, even Mount Everest would turn into crumbles if it had to shoulder the responsibility of the Quran. Indeed, every creation is aware of the words of Allah Ta'ala, yet we who have the greatest intellect remains neglectful of it. Undoubtedly, it is our attachment for the Quran, our recitation, memorization, understanding, and practice of the pristine words that will lead us to both the success in the temporary abode of this world and the eternal abode of the Akhirah. Let's make the Quran the guiding light of our lives. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, "Certainly this Quran guides to that which is straight and most suitable." The Quran has inspiring stories of Anbiya of Allah Ta'ala and how they sought help from Allah Ta'ala alone. So we as the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have no excuse not to use the Quran as a guide and inspiration. When we feel abandoned, think of how Yusuf alayhi salam must have felt when his brothers abandoned him and threw him in the well. Can I afflict you with a more enduring illness than Ayyub alayhi salam? What must have been the state of Ibrahim alayhi salam when for the sake of Allah Ta'ala he had to abandon his family on a deserted desert? But as they say, all is well that ends well. Through the grace and mercy of Allah Ta'ala and the du'as of his nabis, Yusuf alayhi salam became the king of Egypt. Ayyub alayhi salam not only got cured, but his family was returned to him. Yunus alayhi salam, God granted safety under a palm tree. Zakaria alayhi salam got a child in old age, and Uzair alayhi salam woke up after 100 years with his food being as fresh as it was before he slept. If Allah Ta'ala looked at his Nabis with so much mercy, won't he do it for the best nations of all nations? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Jazakallah.
Jazakallahu khairan. That was the voice of Abdurrahman Mangera, all the way from Madrasa Islamia Kronstadt. Coming back to the Platinum Province, we call on stage Saeed Umar, who will also enlighten us on the Quran, my source of inspiration, Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. Verily it is we who have sent down the Quran, and surely we will protect it. Assalamu alaikum to one and all. It is indeed an honor for me today to be given the opportunity to stand in front of you and share a few sincere words pertaining to Al-Furqan, the holy book of Islam. Together, for the next 4 minutes, we will explore and extract the wonders of the glorious Quran under the heading, Quran, my source of inspiration. One musty morning, a breathtakingly beautiful bird perched itself upon a humongous oak tree, gingerly chewing on a juicy worm. Suddenly, as if remembering its full tummy, it burst into loud melodious praise, glorifying the Creator. It finally paused, blinking its beady eyes, and cocked its head to one side, curiously as if listening. For it had heard the sweet voice of someone glorifying the Creator in a different tone. Yet after some moments, the bird broodingly admitted it was more melodious than its own praise. True enough, down the far side of our school, in a room dedicated to the noble Quran, aka our Quran class, we, as in me and my 4 friends, sit in solitude, attentively listening as our Mawlana chanted the words of the Quran. It was his voice that the bird above paused and heard, and what it listened to so curiously was, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? So I have read, recited, and chanted this dear surah so many times. Surah Ar-Rahman, it still never fails to make my heart tremble afresh with fear whenever I come to the verses which warn disbelievers of the painful torment prepared for them. On the other hand, I cannot but love this surah because it always reassures and delights me, replacing my fear into the promise with the beautiful gardens of Jannah for the believers. The Quran is such a marvel of Allah that it makes me sit and ponder on how Ar-Rahman, the All-Merciful, could state such wisdom in even a tiny verse. And yeah, I dare smack my foolish self, because isn't Allah, the creator of the universe, capable of anything? For I swear in whose hands my soul is, no mortal being could have written the Quran. And that is what Allah Himself says in the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ أَنْ يُفْتَرَى مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I end off with the words of an Arabian professor who once said, the Quran is such a marvel of Allah that each and every person finds something special for him or herself. A believer finds hope and promise of a beautiful reward, and a disbeliever warnings of a severe punishment or the mercy of the Almighty. a philosopher finds it full of philosophies, while a poet is surprised to discover that the whole book is written in the purest poetry, yet vast is the depth and wisdom of each verse. A scientist, of course, samples upon various of science in it, while a wanderer will find it contains the true purpose of his creation. A sick person will find it full of healings, while I, Sayyid Umar, will find it full of inspirations. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah khairan. It was the voice of Sayyid Umar, all the way from Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg. Next up, we call on stage Yusuf Bayat, who will enlighten us on the Quran, my source of inspiration. And he hails from Madrasa Islamia Zirist.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Quran, my source of inspiration. I am not a professor. I am not a physicist. I am not an alim. I am not yet a hafizul Quran. I am just a 13-year-old boy who is faced with the complexity of this dunya. In trying to find answers, paging through hundreds of encyclopedias and internet sites, there is no match to the one paragraph I've come across in one specific book, which I believe are the direct words of the creator of mankind, the heavens and the earth. Respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nahl, verse 89, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. And we have sent down to you the book as clarification for all things, and as mercy and guidance and good tidings for the Muslims. Why do I think so highly of this book, Al-Quran? Allow me to give you some insight. The Quran does not only teach us what is right from wrong, halal from haram. It dictates the five pillars of Islam. It tells stories of the various prophets throughout history. It offers explanations and insight into the Islamic faith. It tells us how to worship, and it should be the rule book of life, which through nations from the deepest depths of degradation to the highest pinnacle of glory. The Quran Kareem is the central text of Islam. These are the words of the Almighty Allah. Nothing has been added, removed, or modified from it since its revelation over 1400 years ago. So unlike the Nkantla report, none of its contents has ever been edited, nor will we find any contradictions in it. From the profoundly fair manner in which the scriptures specify the rules of war, inheritance, business conduct, and contract laws, we can rest assured that no Obama, Bush, Mugabe, or any other politician in the history of mankind could be that merciful and that liberating as the creator of mankind himself. I've heard about Shakespeare's writings and the predictions of Nostradamus, yet I've been told since its revelation, no person has ever been able to produce a single chapter like that of the Quran in its beauty, eloquence, fluency, wisdom, prophecies, and precision. I take my inspiration from the Quran regarding worshipping one Allah, performing salah, giving charity, helping others, fighting for justice, not having pride, and not being obsessed the material wealth. Ultimately, the purpose of the Quran is to influence and shape our conduct and our thinking, both in private and in public. I have just entered my teenage years and am beginning to realize the importance of not just knowing how to read the Arabic text, but the value in understanding the message of my Creator and what He desires of me. To know what the Quran says is important, because if we want to improve the quality of the life we live, we need a guide. The Prophet did not merely preach the words, but acted on them as an example to humanity. With that in mind, I reflect on the hadith, wherein the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرَكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those who learn the Qur'an and teach it. اقرأ, read, read in the name of thy Lord. Jazakallah.
Jazakallahu khairan to Yusuf Bayat. And he enlightened us on the Qur'an, my source of inspiration, from Madrasa Islamia Zirist. Let us all make intention at this juncture that we will make the Qur'an our friend, and not a day will go past in our lives that we will not read the Qur'an, inshallah. Next up, we call on stage our final contestant in the grade 7 category, and that is Adil Malik, who will enlighten us on the topic Masjidul Aqsa, and he hails from Jamia Islamia Mafeking.
Assalamu alaikum. Surah Bani Israel, verse 1. Allah Rabbul Izzat says, glory to Allah who took his servant for a journey by night from Masjidul Haram to Masjidul Aqsa, whose surroundings we blessed. Subhanallah. Think about it for a moment. Allah Ta'ala had it in His power to have taken our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Masjidul Haram in Mecca direct to the heavens. But no, Allah included Masjidul Aqsa in this important journey to impress the importance and the blessings of Masjidul Aqsa. Respected audience, how many tourist and travel destinations did we Google about? And how many have we even traveled to? Paris, Dubai, Mauritius, Disneyland? Is Masjid al-Aqsa even on our list? How much of its history do we know of? And how many of us even have a desire to visit it? When it is encouraged by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is desirable to undertake a journey to only three places. And one of the three places mentioned is Masjidul Aqsa. Historians tell us that many thousand years ago, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, with the help of his son Ishaq alayhi salam, established a place of worship in Jerusalem. 40 years after the building of the Kaaba. And it was Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam who named this place of worship as Masjid al-Aqsa, the farthest mosque, due to it being far away to the northwest of the Kaaba. Later, it was also opened as a place of worship by Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. Many generations later, the Bani Israel were ordered by Allah Ta'ala to enter this land of Palestine. But they refused. And during this time, Musa alayhi salam passed away. Thereafter, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam entered this land and his son Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam rebuilt Masjidul Aqsa. After his kingdom was separated, they lost power of this land. Until finally, Masjid al-Aqsa was conquered by Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu by locating the only place where all the Anbiya alayhi salam read salah led by our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the journey of Mi'raj. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu then cleansed the place thoroughly and he erected a masjid there. Subsequently, the Muslims lost control of Masjid al-Aqsa and then once again regained control of it through Salahuddin Ayyubi. At present, this very house of Allah Ta'ala is under siege by the Zionists. They are pretending to be looking for the structure of Sulaiman alayhi salam, which is concealing their hostile intentions, which is to destroy and remove this blessed masjid forever. Respected audience, history proves that yesterday's Jews are evil, but today's are worse. Allah mentions in Surah 2, verse 120, "Never will the Jews nor the Christians be pleased with you till you follow their religion." So we as an ummah need to realize that it is obligatory for us to stand up firm against those who wish to destroy what Allah has termed as Mubarak, blessed. Subhanallah, so blessed is this house of Allah Ta'ala that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Go and pray them. If you cannot visit it and pray them, then send some oil to be used in the lamps." Why should we visit Masjid al-Aqsa? Alhamdulillah, a tradition also informs us that one salah in it is equal to 5,000 prayers. But sadly, at this very moment, work is being carried out to destroy our first Qibla. Allahumma harrul al-Masjid al-Aqsa min yahudi al-ghasibin. O Allah, free Masjid al-Aqsa from these evil Jews. Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Jazakallahu khairan. That was the voice of Adil Malik from our host town, Mafeking, and he inspired us on Masjid al-Aqsa. May Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa and make it free from the hands of the Jews. Next up, for our final session, we call on our MC, Muallim Irfan Abu, all the way from Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg.
Jazakumullahu khairan to Maulana Zubair Minti for taking us through the grade 7. Before I go through the grade 8, there's been a sister who has lost some jewelry at the ladies' salah section. If you have lost, and please claim it from our judges, inshallah. You have to give a full description of what you have lost. Alright, we continue now. We continue in what category 4, grade 8. The time is still 4 minutes to 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Alright, we're going now all the way to Kroonstad, representing Madrasa Islamia. Topic under discussion, Quran, my source of inspiration. We call on stage Uzair Enga.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. There is a book that stands the test of time. One so detailed in expressive imagery, you will be left spellbound. It is a book more classical than Homer, Chaucer, or Shakespeare. A book of the highest caliber. It promises to bring peace to the heart and freedom to the souls chained to their own desire. It holds the cure to every malady known to man. Is it Harry Potter, Princess Diaries, or perhaps The Hunger Games? No, I am of course referring to the ultimate book, that is, the Quran. The words contained within are powerful, captivating, and full of inspiration for his humble servant. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my dear elders and friends. Today I'd like to share with you verses of the Quran which have inspired me throughout my life. Surah Fatiha, the opening chapter, is astonishing. Surah Fatiha begins the Quran with powerful praises towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Ar-Rahman makes me tremble with the words, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of your Lord shall you deny? Reminding us to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His bountiful mercies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also provides us with stories of His humble servants, the prophets. We are invited into their homes, accompany them on their travels, and we are with them in their most private conversations with the Creator. The miraculous Quran allows us to make contact with people whose company we are truly not worthy of. It is the book of all books, Al-Kitab, a complete and final revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind. But where is it? This book of miracles, dusty, on our shelves, only seeing the sunlight in Ramzan, and on odd Thursday nights when mommy insists. The Quran should be recited, listened to carefully. We should ponder its meaning. We should dedicate our lives in its study. Let it testify for us on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. He who abandons the Quran abandons his creator. The heart becomes a dungeon. The filth and sins veil it, and no light of guidance penetrates it. It is a book more interesting than anything on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. It is a guide, a map, a prescription as ordained by the one who created us. So, my beloved listeners, I leave you with a challenge. Let us go from Facebook to Allah's book. Let us make the Quran our friend. And when you're distraught, lonely, at a loss, you go to your best friend. Hold it to your heart. Read. Recite and reveal. It's mind-blowing empathy. It's timeless perfection of wisdom. It is not simply a holy book. It is the panade of your life. Your first companion. Your constant companion. Your first supporter. It is a guide. A keeper. But most importantly, it is your best friend. So next time, don't ask Sari. Sari is just another nagging woman. Ask Allah. Jazakum Allahu khairan.
That was the voice of Uzair Engar, all the way from Madrasa Islamia Kronstadt, and his topic under discussion was Quran, my source of inspiration. Once again, it's time for us to head all the way to Rustenburg, representing the Nurul Iman Muslim School. Topic, Major Signs of Qiyamah. We welcome on stage Ibrahim Veli.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my respected audience and educators. All praise is due to Allah, the All Merciful, and may peace and blessings be upon His last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran reminds us, time and again, that this world has been created temporary. And at a certain time, it will surely be destroyed. Everything and everybody on it will be conquered, and only the mighty and glorious Lord shall remain. The exact date and time of this event is termed as Qiyamah. It is also mentioned in the Quran, verily, Allah alone has knowledge of the hour. The Quran and Hadith have, however, informed us of various warnings and signs that will be indicative to its approach. But despite having before us all these warnings and signs, people go about as if this world will last forever. Some of the signs are, children will disrespect their parents, people will lose their sense of shame and modesty, dishonesty and bribery will become common. Muslims will lose their respect for the masjid, talk loudly and make noise therein. There will be very few learned ulama. Music, dancing and intoxicants will become widespread. Wars and sicknesses and diseases will become widespread, and natural disasters will become common. Shocking that all these signs that I am talking about is already so common. Living in the 21st century is not easy, knowing that these signs that I am talking about is happening all around us. Take a minute, look around you. Disobeying parents is a major sin, and it is also a sign of Qiyamah. This is just an example, because sins like these are being overlooked and part and parceled into our daily lives. Alcohol, music, and drugs are things that are happening on a daily basis, and not only by the disbelievers, but by our own Muslim brothers all around the world are being taken astray by these temptations. Lying. Lying is a sign of Qiyamah, and every second word that comes out of our mouths is a lie. Let me narrate a short story to you. One of the greatest enemies of Islam at the time, Abu Sufyan, was asked by the Roman Emperor about our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Although he had hatred, jealousy, and what not, he spoke the absolute truth. Do we not learn a lesson then? A disbeliever speaking the truth about his greatest enemy? What are we as Muslims, knowing lying is a sin, but continue to do it as if it were second nature? The signs of Qiyamah are all around us, and Qiyamah is closer than we think. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the time of Adam alayhi salam that Qiyamah is a finger span away, can you imagine how close it is now? Jazakallah.
Jazakumullahu khairan. That was the voice of Ibrahim Veli, all the way from the Nurul Iman Muslim School out in Rustenburg. His topic under discussion was major signs of Qiyamah. Next topic under discussion is xenophobia, Islamic viewpoint. We call on stage Muhammad Sidat, all the way from Madrasa Islamia Mafeking.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. According to the Cambridge Dictionary of English, xenophobia can be defined as the dislike of a prejudice against people from other countries. Wikipedia refers to xenophobia as the unreasoned fear of that which is perceived to be foreign or strange. As relevant as these definitions are to the world as Muslims, what is most important is that the word xenophobia and all its associations should not even exist in our vocabulary. It is stated in the Noble Quran in Surah 49, verse 13. O you who believe, indeed, we have created you from a single male and female, and we have made you unto nations and tribes so that you know each other. Verily, the noblest among you in the sight of Allah is the one that is most deeply conscious of it. What is Allah Ta'ala saying to us believers? Is our creation a mystery or secret? Is this something we are not aware of? Indeed, it is a fundamental aspect of our deen that we are aware that every one of us is the son or daughter of Adam alayhi salam. The entire human race could be traced to a single parenthood, and by virtue of this, we are all brothers and sisters in Islam. Allah Ta'ala tells us that the purpose of separating us into nations and tribes is that we may know each other. The only distinction or separation recognized by our Creator is by virtue of our deeds, our akhlaq, and our iman. That is what denotes superiority or inferiority in the court of Allah. How then can we begin to find justification for any form of discrimination or derogatory behavior towards a Muslim of any color, creed, or nationality? It is narrated in Abu Dawood that a man once visited the Masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Medina, and he came upon a gathering of people of various nationalities sitting and discussing Islam. When it was reported to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the man implied dislike for foreigners, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam became very angry. He went to the masjid and summoned the people and addressed them, saying, O people, know that the Lord and the Sustainer is one. Your ancestor is one. Your faith is one. One is only a pious believer or miserable sinner. All men are sons of Adam, and Adam came from dust. What a beautiful, dear directive that every Muslim is a member of one society, bound together by our common origin, encompassing all differences with its oneness. The beauty and wisdom of the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah are apparent in the practical applications from as early as the time of Hijrah. The unconditional acceptance and assistance that the Ansar extended to the Muhajirin, unencumbered by even the slightest form of discrimination. When they opened their hearts and homes to the Muslims of Mecca, in many ways facilitated the survival of Islam. Were we to apply those same principles of generosity of spirit that the Ansar possessed, today, how different our world would be. I conclude with the words of my mentor and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as narrated in Mishkat. Humanity is the family of Allah. The best human is the one who is kind to Allah's family. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to honor the rights of our fellow Muslims. Ameen. Jazakallah.
That was the voice of Muhammad Siraj representing Jamia Islamia Mafeking, the host for this year's speech contest. And his topic under discussion was Xenophobia, Islamic Viewpoint. We stay on that topic and now we're going all the way to Madrasa Islamia Ziras. We welcome Muhammad Latif.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The noble Quran states, O you who believe, indeed we have created you from a single male and female, and we have made you into nations and tribes so that you may know each other. Verily, the noblest among you in the sight of Allah is the one who is most deeply conscious of Him. It is therefore evident that Allah Most Just has created diversity, not for us to discriminate against each other, but to recognize one another. The human race is created as Ashraful Mahluqat, the best of creation. But we continue to oppress. With the shift of power, the oppressed take on the role of oppressor. We degenerate to ultimately resemble the system of parasites. The world in South Africa in particular is being faced with a growing plague of xenophobia. This phenomenon is broadly defined as the fear of foreigners, hate of that which is strange, and the intolerance of other cultures. It ultimately speaks to irrational, unjustified, and uncharacteristic prejudice. This is a malice that society should never accept, but you must pursue the causes in order to remedy the effect. This wave of hate and harm emanates from the competition of unfairly distributed resources. In our personal context, this is compounded by a multitude of factors, such as failure to maintain the rule of law, corruption, unemployment, inadequate healthcare, and dismal service delivery. Social welfare is not sufficient to meet the expectations of the poor for a better life. The failure to provide quality education is the greatest tragedy. Continued racial conflict and ethnic tension in society certainly contributes to the mess. Between the years 1994 and 2008, South Africa was regarded as a beacon of light across the entire globe. We were acknowledged the world over as a truly remarkable example of forgiveness and hope. The truth is that we did not balance the hopes of the poor against the fears of the elite. We have tragically fallen from grace, and our African brothers, our brothers and sisters, now spit at our face. As Muslims, we must foster change by following the teachings of our supreme master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who said, humanity is the family of Allah, and the best human is one who is kind to his family. Mishkat Sharif. The remedy lies in selflessness and the willingness to sacrifice. It is the duty of political and religious leaders, corporate business and captains of industry, the medical fraternity and educators, as well as you and me, to compromise and to assist everywhere we can. Be reminded that among the numerous blessings of Hijrah, one of the most important was that of Mu'akha, the creation of brotherhood between the Muhajirin, the immigrants from Mecca who were penniless, and the Ansar, the helpers of Medina. Under the guidance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these two groups became closer than blood brothers. Each Ansar took a Muhajir brother and gave him one half of his entire property. Subhanallah, this enabled the Muhajirin to become socially and economically independent. We need to counsel, treat and assist the victims. The perpetrators, we need to educate in order to rehabilitate. We must reject exclusion, pursue inclusion, and create equal access to the factors of production. Be prepared to share the wealth. After all, al-yadu al-ulya khayru min al-yadi al-sufla. Privilege is the hand that gives over the hand that gets. Surely we will be held to account for our actions. May Allah bless us and guide us with mercy and forgiveness. Amen.
Jazakumullahu khairan to Muhammad Latif, all the way from Madrasa Islamia Ziras. And his topic under discussion was xenophobia, Islamic viewpoint. Alright, it's time for us now to move all the way to Al Huda Muslim School, Gladstop. And we call on stage Zahid Saleh. Topic, Quran, my source of inspiration.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We live in an age and time that demands that we be different, that we are smart if we speak our mind, courageous if we shoot down religious values, hip when we get away with lying, cheating and deceiving our way to the top. And so it is that as young people today, we find ourselves anxious to please our peers, keen to fit in with our friends, and easily tempted to follow any fad or fashion. Confused and surprised when those we look up to end up being fallen heroes. And yet, there is hope. So how is it possible then in this negative environment for all of us to find our truth and love it? Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, a trusted and beloved companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, if you wish to follow anyone, follow the companions, because their hearts were the purest and their knowledge of Allah was the deepest. The companions lived by the teachings of the Quran, and they were certain and confident in the promises of Allah to the extent that their faith never wavered, even when they were tested with unimaginable challenges. When the sword of Uqasha bin Mihsan radiallahu anhu broke while fighting the fierce battle of Badr, he sought help from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who himself did not have an extra weapon. He was given a branch of a tree. Uqasha bin Mihsan radiallahu anhu was confident that if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him this, it meant Allah's help was with him. He did not question he did not ask, "How can a branch protect me from the enemy?" On this unwavering faith, Allah caused the branch to turn into a glittering sword. And indeed, there are countless examples of Allah's unseen help coming to the believers. When Ummi Ayman, the mother of Usama bin Zayd, was migrating to Medina to protect her deen, she was alone and overtaken by exhaustion as she traveled those many hours in the desert heat, suffering from unbearable thirst. She thought she was going to die. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah is the protecting friend of those who believe. A bucket of water was suspended from the sky, and she was given to drink from it, after which she claimed that she never felt thirst again. What is it, dearest friends, that makes us forget that we too, if we believe in the promises of Allah, can enjoy the protection and friendship of Allah even today? Fudayl bin Ayyad was one of the most feared men in the city of Mosul, Iraq. He and his evil friends would lie in wait on the trade route to Khorasan and rob the traveling businessman. One day, while climbing a wall, he heard someone reciting a verse of the Quran. Has not the time come for those who believe that their heart should be humbled and submitted before Allah? Fudayl began trembling. His heart was moved and inspired by the Quran, and he said, "Indeed, my Lord, it is time." And so, Fudayl bin Ayyad, the highway robber, worked hard to earn an honest living, repaid his known victims, and begged for their forgiveness. Dear friends, indeed the time has come for us to humble ourselves before Allah and to submit so that we too may find rest in the shade of His protection. Amen.
Jazakumullahu khairan. That was the voice of Zaid Saleh representing the Al-Huda Muslim School out in Klagsdorp. Topic was Quran, my source of inspiration. Brothers and sisters, we're going now to the final learner of this year's speech contest competition. We're going now all the way to Madrasa Ansarul Muslimin, Portis Room. Topic under discussion once again, xenophobia, Islamic viewpoint. We welcome on stage Nabil Hassan.
قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. The Muslims indeed are brothers, so make harmony between your two brothers and fear your Lord so that mercy be done upon you. South Africa, one of the most beautiful countries in the world. The land where one can wear a hijab, a kurta. The land where one can hear the call of the adhan. And the land where the prayer mat can be placed anywhere at any time. And one can pray one salah. It is one of the very few countries where freedom of religion is allowed. I used to love this beautiful country. Up until the day I saw an innocent infant being set alight and burned to death. His only crime was that he was not a South African. If only he was from South Africa, his life would be spared. If only. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My respectable brothers and sisters in Islam, today I would like to take you on a journey that is very close to my heart. The journey of understanding the Islamic perspective of xenophobia. My question to you today is, what did you do for your fellow Muslim brother or sister during the xenophobic attacks? What did you do when an infant from Somalia was burned alive? When a Pakistani was stabbed to death? When a Nigerian woman was raped? When an Ethiopian family was robbed? when these foreigners were being killed, what did you do? Nothing. Many of you did absolutely nothing. I was quite shocked when I heard a few people say, these foreigners should leave. It is because of them our businesses have dropped so much. It is because of the Chinamen next door that poor Baigora has become insolvent. Allahu Akbar. It was shocking. Have you forgotten that Allah is Al-Razak, the All Provider? Have you forgotten that what was written for you will come for you? Verily, Allah is the All Provider, owner of power, and the most strong. This hadith clearly states that Allah shall provide for you, regardless whether foreigners open up a business next to you. Xenophobic attacks highlights the way in which humanity is at a loss. Allah is Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, showers us with His mercy. Yet we do not show mercy to the foreigners. Have we forgotten what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said? Ar-Rahimun yarhamhum ar-Rahman, irhamu ahl al-ard yarhamkum man fi as-sama. He who does not show mercy to others shall not be shown mercy. These foreigners have left their homes thinking that they will be better off. They are starving their countries. They have lost their homes. They have lost their families. They are dying from the heat and are being slaughtered. Yet we think we are superior. Look at the Muhajirin and Ansar. They became brothers with the Hijra to such an extent that the Ansar were ready to give away everything that they possess. Another example is Salman al-Farsi, Bilal al-Habshi, and Shu'ayb al-Rumi, radiallahu anhum. The likes of these Sahaba were not Arab by blood, yet Allah Ta'ala has granted them Jannah, as He says in the Quran. O mankind, we have created you of a male and a female, and appointed your castes and tribes, so that you may recognize one another. Let us not become oblivious and unmindful, for Allah alone is the controller, and He knows what the future holds. Do we even realize when the xenophobic attacks occurred? It was our own Muslims being targeted. We live in a world today where an innocent man's blood has become even cheaper than an animal. May Allah grant us the ability to mirror the teachings of our beautiful religion and unite us as a single body of the most blessed ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jazakumullahu khairan. That was Nabil Hassan representing Madrasa Ansarul Muslimin out in Portisroom. And his topic under discussion was xenophobia, the Islamic viewpoint. Yes, we have come towards the end of this year's speech contest as far as all the learners that have participated, meaning we have started from grade 1 right up to grade 8. And inshallah, we really need to take at least one message. Because every message that was shared by our shining stars, without a shadow of a doubt, has had a profound effect on our heart. Because they're taking the name of Allah, they're speaking of Sahaba, they're speaking of Rasulullah, they're speaking of Quran, and the various jewels that they have shared with us. Back to that hadith, Inna minal bayani la sihra. For indeed, some speeches are magical. Respected friends, as the judges are busy wrapping up and busy compiling all of the winners, inshallah, now I'm going to hand the mic over to our Nasheed artist for this year's speech contest, Brother Tariq Uwais Malinga, inshallah, to keep our hearts, to warm our hearts, inshallah. Samira Baba, who has been part of the adjudicator panel, with Hafez Ibrahim Musa, as well as Brother Faisal Patel, to summarize today's proceedings as far as our speeches are concerned.
Assalamu alaikum to the mums, the dads, the teachers, the organizers. And most importantly, as it was said earlier today by Mulana and so many others, our shining stars. Now, although you have been called shining stars, let me tell you, you've made this day extremely difficult for myself and my fellow adjudicators. Simply because whatever standards we had set for our level of criteria and judging, you didn't just meet those standards, you totally exceeded them. And I know I'm short, so it's not that difficult to get over my head, but trust me, you exceeded it. So, masha'Allah, and well done. I'm going to first talk to the mums and dads and to all the teachers who helped prep you. Because I know how difficult it is for all the mothers and fathers and for all the teachers to be standing here, sitting here, and watching your students and your children on stage. It's not easy. The mums and dads will be saying the speeches with the children. They'll be mumbling, saying all the words with them, and their nerves would be shot. In fact, if we could give the mums and dads an award, we definitely would. Because alhamdulillah, with your help, your children have done an amazing job today. Now, over to our special little children and our special big children that have proved today that you really are something fantastic. To the little children, let's first look at all the things you did well. All of you were well prepared. You knew your content. You had good delivery. You were confident. You spoke well. You spoke in such a way that you commanded our attention when you were on stage. You said, when I'm on stage, this is my time. I'm going to do the best I can do, and I'm going to be the best I can be. And alhamdulillah, that message came across to us. And do you know what's one better? For everything you said today on stage, because you delivered it so perfectly, Allah's going to reward you for everything you said. Because your message encouraged someone. It pushed someone to read their salah. It pushed someone to think about qiyamah. It pushed someone to make the zikr of Allah. It pushed someone to read Quran. Isn't it? And even if you had a message deeper down, a humanitarian message, you definitely touched our hearts. Over to the stuff that wasn't so perfect. Children, what happens when I do this when I'm on stage? What happens when I do this? You get everybody to look down, isn't it? That's a big no-no. When you're on stage, touching your clothes, bouncing around back and forward, it doesn't work. Because then you take away from what you're saying and you make everyone look somewhere else. So we need to work on posture and presentation. Other things that were looked at was your tone. Were you too loud? Were you too soft? Also, we looked at how clear you were, how well you spoke, your pronunciation, your enunciation, your articulation. It's all big words, but it's basically all things that you need to learn, inshallah, to get your message across more fluently, more affluently, and get the message across in such a way that everyone around you aspires to be as good as you are when you are on stage. So let's start off, or let's rather end off by saying, Winston Churchill once said, if you have a message, don't go around the bush. Give your point. Then come back and hit it on the head again. Give your point again. And then go and give your point again. And when you give your point three times, they're definitely going to listen. But the most important thing, and the most important thing that you need to remember, is when you come on stage, say, oh Allah, everything I say here, I'm doing for your pleasure. Oh Allah, every word I state here, use it for the benefit of some Muslim here in the audience. And oh Allah, if there's someone that's not Muslim and that's listening to it, oh Allah, make it a form of hidayah for them, insha'Allah. And most importantly, oh Allah, for every word I gave here today, oh Allah, use it for the benefit of our deen. And oh Allah, reward us with the highest stages of Jannah, insha'Allah.
JazakAllah to Sister Samira for giving us a feedback with regard to all of the speeches. And I think we need to take heed of what she has said. Sister has been to many speech contests, not only Islamiyat, but as well as secular speech contests. And really, this is only one way for us to improve and to refine our abilities as far as our presentation is concerned and so forth. However, during the course, as we made mention that we got our Twitter handle going using NW Speech as our hashtag. Alhamdulillah, we had some positive feedback from various people throughout the country. And the one that reads, The high quality of presentations by all speakers surely leaves a difficult task for the adjudicators. You are all winners. MashaAllah, amazing performance from all students at the annual Islamiyat speech contest. Then MashaAllah, some of them also had some particular learners that they had of interest. This one says, well done, Tasmiya Enga, you have made us proud, Kroonstad. Another one said, MashaAllah, Hanzar Abam, you did great. Another one says, Nusayba Adam, I totally agree. Muaz Muhammad Firoz, you made the class 1 of Zira's proud. And MashaAllah, the kids sound so cute. And here and there I also received some of the WhatsApp messages that some of our brothers throughout in the various parts send us messages. In fact, messages of positivity and applauding, applauding our shining stars. But always keep in mind the people that are behind those shining stars. Northwest Free State, Northern Cape Speech Contest Committee, who has initiated the speech contest. Really, we have to give thumbs up to them. Mufti Farooq being the founder, Mufti Yaqub being our Amir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them with long and healthy life, inshaAllah. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept their efforts, inshaAllah. Inshallah, we're going to go now to the awards or the vote of thanks first. Alright, first I'm going to, before we do get to the awards, I'm going to call Mufti Farooq Minty, inshaAllah, to do the vote of thanks.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله سبحانه عز وجل لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. On behalf of our Northwest Free State and Northern Cape Islamiyat Speech Contest Committee, it gives me great pleasure, and from the bottom of my heart I thank our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making this event and all such events possible, where the Ummah is able to gather solely to talk about our deen with the view that our deen can remain alive here in our hearts and for all times. To our people of Mahikeng, Mafikeng, Walana Ibrahim Angambia and his team, all the parents that stood behind him, each and every one of you, the committee members, the children, all those who participated today and who worked behind the scenes to make this event possible, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala award and reward you in both the worlds. To our adjudicators who took off this time from their busy schedules, all three of you, and also sparing time against your family time, wallahi Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will reward you, because it is you who made this day conclusive for us, where you were able to judge, and I know the judging was very tough, but all you judged was regards deen, and every aspect of deen is important. Every aspect of deen is such that needs to go within every fiber of our body. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give you long life. May Allah give you barakah in every avenue of your life. Then to every participating school and madrasa, Al-Huda Muslim School, Clarksdorp, Madrasa Islamiyah, Clarksdorp, Madrasa Baitul Aman, Rustenburg, Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg, Madrasa Ansarul Muslimin, Potchefstroom, Madrasa Islamiyah, Kroonstad, Kimberley Islamic School, Madrasa Miftahul Ulum, Kimberley, Madrasa Islamiyah, Freiburg, Welcome Islamic School, Madrasa Islamiyah Zirist, and Jamia Islamiyah Mafikeng. To all the learners, every one of you, those that participated in the towns for the contest from where the elimination took place, and these learners represented your towns, then the Asatiza, the Apas, the Maulanas, the school teachers, whoever was involved, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless you as well and reward you, because in my humble opinion, year after year we are seeing the growth, and we are also seeing the standard of this particular contest growing and strengthening, and may Allah take us all from strength to strength on that note. Yes, all can't be winners, but you are indeed winners, because you are making Allah proud this day. You spoke about Allah, you spoke about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you spoke about Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, you spoke of various viewpoints of various current topics, but the Islamic point inclusive. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala reward you for your preparation and also coming forth and taking the guts and that cudgel wherein you came on stage. That alone is a sign of a winner. And may Allah use you all for our deen through and through, inshallah. And also, we should not forget that those ulama who are spearheading this committee, inshallah, and the fikr they sit with, the calls and the challenges we have, always it is to see that we do things within the ambit of Sharia, not being so easy. We try our best, we ask all to make dua, and if there are any shortcomings, let us not speak behind the back. Let's come forward, be man or woman enough to take the pen and write, or email and say, this is the area of concern, this is where we can still improvise and so on, and that can only make this a unique and conclusive event year after year, inshallah. It is also in my humble approach to this committee, wherein we discuss things throughout the year, not only the speech contest, that today I need to make some important announcements as well. We have our humble intentions from this committee to form a council of all Islamiyat HODs and ulama and muallimas, backed by the Islamiyat departments or the jamaats of every town, for the following reasons: that we want to now increase from here, moving on to items such as qiraat competition of the three provinces. We want art competition. We want such Islamic sporting events within the ambit of Sharia which are jais and permissible to take place. We want essay competitions like on the Sahaba-i Kiram, the four madhahib and so on. We also want to venture into Islamic camps, obviously keeping Sharia in mind. And all these so that there's an avenue for our children other than all the vices and devices that's destroying the ummah and destroying the children of the ummah so fast and so rapidly. So we need support and ideas. Inshallah, on the 17th of October, there is a very important meeting that is being arranged and that will be held in Rustenburg, inshallah. Details will be released to all the organizations to participate. And there are many ideas that have come forward. And if more can come and we can all shoulder to the wheel, it can only take us from strength to strength, inshallah. In so doing and in conclusion, I once again thank everyone for participating, for coming forth, wallahi, for every kilometer that you have traveled and you will be traveling and journeying back home. And for every cent that you have spent, remember, you have spent in the cause of the deen of Islam, and you will be rewarded as well. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. See, also I would like to thank Radio Islam and Channel Islam, but Channel Islam could not make it today. Radio Islam for spending the day and giving us the exposure that is so much required, and also the benefit that you receive from making these events possible, where you take the whole day upon yourself, and through you and the means that you made available here, the entire country and the world where it is being channeled, all of them benefit, inshallah. So we thank Radio Islam as well. Jazakumullah.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Farooq Minti for that very, very strong words. Let us take heed how we can take the ummah from strength to strength, and lot of fikr and lot of worry and lot of concern from Mufti Sab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his efforts, inshallah. Right, inshallah, before we do get to the main part of the presentations, I'm going to call all the participating towns, the emirs or principals or one of the educators, to please come forward, inshallah, to collect your participation certificate as well as the shield that will, inshallah, be presented to you. Inshallah, in Kimberley Islamic School, Madrasa Miftahul Ulum, Kimberley. So a representation from there. Maybe Kimberley has left. A Madrasa Islamia Kroonstad. Representation. Madrasa Islamia Freiburg. Jazakumullahu khairan. Welcome Islamic School. Al-Huda Muslim School. Nurul Iman Muslim School. Madrasa Islamia Zirast. Madrasa Islamia Klagsop. Madrasa Ansarul Muslimin. Madrasa Baytul Aman. Madrasa Jamia Islamia Mafeking. Shalom, you can give it to yourself, man. You definitely need a pat on the back. Excellent work. And I see all your staff, mashallah, so elated with such beautiful smiles here in front. Shows the ta'alluq and relationship that the community has with Maulana Ibrahim. Phenomenal. Right, inshallah, we're going to now go to the gifts to our respected adjudicators. I call Mufti Yaqub Minti, inshallah, to do the presentation. And I think it's important, again, we say Jazakumullahu khairan ahsanu wal jazaa to our respected adjudicators, Brother Faisal Patel of Radio Islam International. Inshallah, Brother Faisal, you can come up. Hafez Ibrahim Musa of CII Radio, as well as Sister Samira Baba from Radio Islam International. Inshallah, we call upon now all of the Northwest Free State and Northern Cape Speech Contest Committee members to please come on stage. Mufti Farooq, Maulana Abdullah Minti, Brother Yasin Kali, Mufti Yaqub, who else am I missing? Rana Zubair Minti, Rana Muhammad Minti, Rana understand, the ethnic syndromes are kicked in. Alright, inshallah, we're going to call all the learners, they're all going to receive a certificate of Jazakumullahu khairan to Mufti Farooq Minti for that very, very strong words. Let us take heed how we can take the ummah from strength to strength, and a lot of fikr and a lot of worry and a lot of concern from Mufti Sab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his efforts, inshallah. Right, inshallah, before we do get to the main part of the presentations, I'm going to call all the participating towns, the emirs or principals or one of the educators, to please come forward, inshallah, to collect your participation certificate as well as the shield that will, inshallah, be presented to you. Inshallah, in Kimberley Islamic School, Madrasa Miftahul Ulum, Kimberley. Inshallah, representation from there. Maybe Kimberley has left. Madrasa Islamia Kroonstad. Representation. Madrasa Islamia Freiburg. Jazakumullahu khairan. Welcome Islamic School. You can play in the background. Al-Huda Muslim School. Nurul Iman Muslim School. Madrasa Islamia Zirast. Madrasa Islamia Klagsdorp. Madrasa Ansarul Muslimin. Madrasa Baytul Aman. Madrasa Jamia Islamia Mafeking. Shalama, you can give it to yourself, man. You definitely need a pat on the back. It was excellent work. And I see all your staff, mashallah, so elated with such beautiful smiles here in front. Shows that the ta'alluq and relationship that the community has at Maulana Ibrahim, phenomenal. Right, inshallah, we're going to now go to the gifts to our respected adjudicators. I call Mufti Yaqub Minti, inshallah, to do the presentation. And I think it's important, again, we say Jazakumullahu khairan ahsanu wal jazaa to our respected adjudicators, Brother Faisal Patel of Radio Islam International. Inshallah, Brother Faisal, you can come up. Hafez Ibrahim Musa of CII Radio, as well as Sister Samira Bawa from Radio Islam International. Shall we call upon now all of the Northwest Free State and Northern Cape Speech Contest Committee members to please come on stage. Mufti Farooq, Maulana Abdullah Minti, Brother Yasin Kali, Mufti Yaqub, who else am I missing? Maulana Zubair Minti, Maulana Muhammad Minti. Maulana, understand the ethnic syndromes has kicked in. Alright, inshallah, we're going to call all the learners. They're all going to receive a certificate of participation. Inshallah, they will. Okay, we're going to call now all the learners that participated in category 1, grade 1, inshallah. Tasmiya Kara, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Uzair Sayyid, Iman Hussein, Aisha Jafari, Shalal Jevkindis, the officials of Mefa King and the parents that have their learners, please let us send them to the officials. Grade 1 first, then grade 2, and followed as far as all the other grades are concerned. Aisha Badei, Khatija Mutara, Muhammad Bilal Tayyob, Muhammad Muaz Firoz, Muaz Rawat, and Atiya Mullabai. Okay, now we're going to the most exciting part of the Grade 1 speech contest. And I can see, mashallah, they're all looking at me. And they all want to know who are the three names. Grade 1s, let me tell you first, you are all winners. Tell yourself, I am a winner. Alright? Grade 1s, do not leave the stage. Mujtasab, let him not leave the stage, inshallah. We're going to do the presentation first, second and third now. Alright. We're going now to third position. Representing Madrasa Islamia Klagsdorp. In third position goes to Tasmiya Kara. And in second position goes to N4, Tottenham City, Rustenburg, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And the winner goes to Madrasa Islamia, There's a lot of Madrasa Islamia. Madrasa Islamia Freiburg, Iman Hussein. MashaAllah, let us take the name of Allah with love and muhabbat instead of clapping. Alright, Jazakallah, great ones. You may descend, you may leave the stage. So I know everybody now is over enthusiastic with now the photography and the video internet. Inshallah, let us take it a bit easy now. Alright, we're going to grade 2, inshallah. I'm going to run through the names, inshallah, for the, all the learners who have participated. Alright, Fezan Faiz Kader, Farhan Ghani, Muhammad Satcha, Nusayba Adam, Husna Abdul Karim, Hanzal Abam, Lukman Gul, Fatima Zahra Adamji, Nasif Mukri, Zain Adam, and Zahreen Dasu. MashaAllah, look at these smiles, subhanAllah, warming our hearts as they've come on the stage. Really, let us take notice of every single smile. Creation of Allah, young, innocent children. Alright, it's that time now for us to announce the winners in the grade 2. Firstly, grade 2s, everybody say, I am a winner. Okay, right, in third position, representing Madrasa Islamia Ziras, Hanzala Bam. Alright, in second position goes to the capital city, host city, Jamia Islamia Mafeking Mahmoud Satcha. And the winner goes to, once again, Platinum City, Rustenburg, representing the Nurul Iman Muslim School, Nusayba Adam. Let's all say, MashaAllah. Alright, so we're going now to the Grade 3 classroom, inshallah. I'm going to run through the names. Ziyara Ibrahim, Salma Kaji, Tasmiya Enga, Fariha Ali, Shabaz Musa, Muhammad Kola, Humaira Mamuji, Samiha Khan, Raja Qasim, Iman Kiran, and Muhammad Kola. Alright, we're ready now, inshallah, for the announcements. Ya Allah. Third position comes back to me. Third position goes to Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg, Muhammad Kola. Alright, we're going now. Second position goes to Shabaz Musa, representing Madrasa Islamia Zirist. And the winner of this year's Grade 3 classroom goes to Madrasa Baitul Aman, Rustenburg, Fariha Ali. Alhamdulillah, N4 Platinum City once again. Jazakumullah wa khairan to the Grade 3s. All Alright, we're going to the grade 4 classroom, inshallah. I'm going to call up all the learners once again. Mehreen Bulbulia, Maryam Habib, Nazma Hussein, Hanan Kazi, Zahreen Enga, Fatima Veli, Alija Muhammad, Kanya, Klaba, Safiyan Gamya, Maliha Adam, and Muhammad Minti. Alright, we have in third position, we have some diamonds. Kimberley Islamic School, third position goes to Maryam Habib. Okay. Alright, in second position goes to Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg, Fatima Veli. And the winner for the grade 4 classroom. And most definitely, this learner is going to make a lot of people happy. The host town, Mafeking Madrasa Jamia Islamia, Safia Angamia. MashaAllah. Right, Jazakala, great. Alright, we're going now to the grade 5 classroom. I'm going to call up all the learners. Zuhair Hussein, Farhana Aziz, Muhammad Kolya, Ibtisam May, Masiha Kara, Talha Dasu, Zuhaira Sattar, Atifa Binti Ahmed, Abu Bakr Hafaji, Raisa Abdullah, and Uwais Karim. This was a class to be reckoned with. There were lots of good learners here. Alright, in third position in the grade 5 class goes to Uwais Karim, representing Madrasa Islamia Klagsdorp. In third position comes back to Rustenburg, representing the Nurul Iman Muslim School, Atifa Binti Ahmed. And in first position, not one, but two learners. It's a tie. It's shared between Jamia Islamia Mafeking and Madrasa Islamia Freiburg, Suhail Hussein and Farana Aziz. Say mashallah. Let us all say mashallah. I can't hear you. Again. That's better. Right, we're going now to the grade 6 classroom. Allahu Akbar, for the pleasure of Allah, peace of me, MashaAllah, boys, you can descend, you can leave the stage, inshallah. JazakAllah. Alrighty, we're going now to the grade 6 classroom. I call upon Fahim Enga, Rehan Ahmed Hassan, Nasiha Kaji, Fatima Zahra Musa, Fatima Wadi, Soda Baimia, Rukeya Kokatei, Zahreen Latif, Ahmed Hansarod, Faizan Parker, as well as Khadija Hussein. Right in third position is shared between a platinum and a diamond. Fatima Wadi, Nurul Iman Muslim School, as well as Khadija Hussein, Kimberley Islamic School. And in second position goes to, all the way to Klagstorp, Madrasa Islamia, Soda Baimia. Auntie, mashaAllah. I can't hear you, Klagstorp. I think that's to give an award for the loudest, mashaAllah. Alrighty, this looks like, how we say in football, English derby, yeah? First position is shared between Ziras and Mafeking, representing Madrasa Islamia Ziras, Jamia Islamia Mafeking, Fatima Zahra Musa, as well as Faizan Parker. I can't hear you, Mafeking. I can't hear you, Ziras. Oh, that sounded terrible, Ziras. Right, we're going to the grade 7 classroom right now. Luqman Kaka, Muhammad Yasin Parker, Sharik Hassam, Abdul Rahman Mangera, Saeed Umar, Yusuf Bayat, and Adil Malik. Alright, we're going now to the first, second and third. In third position goes to Al-Huda Muslim School, Klagstorp, Luqman Kaka. Klagstorp, I can't hear you. And in second position goes to the neighbors of Klagstorp, Madrasa Ansarul Muslimin, Pochisum, Sharik Hassam. Come on, Porch, I can't hear you, mashallah. And in first position, representing Madrasa Islamia, not Mafeking, Madrasa Islamia Ziras, first position goes to Yusuf Bayat. Come on, Ziras, I can't hear you, mashallah. We're hearing screamings. Still didn't get that one. Alright, we're going to the final final grade for this year's speech contest. I call upon Uzair Enga, Ibrahim Veli, Muhammad Sidat, Muhammad Latif, Zahid Saleh, and Nabil Hassam.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Oh, I love to read and learn for the pleasure of Allah. I love to read and learn cause I'm a Muslim.
Alrighty, third position goes to Al Huda Muslim School, Klagstorp, Zahid Saleh. Klagstorp, I didn't hear that. And in second position goes to Jamia Islamia, Mafeking, Muhammad Sirat. Come on, Mafeking, I can't hear you. That's much better. And in first position goes all the way to Kronstadt, Madrasa Islamia, Uzair Enga. Come on, Kronstadt, louder, I know you're a small town. Alright, the final award for this year's speech contest, which has, it was initiated in 2013 at the Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg, who hosted it then. And this prestigious award is for the institution that has performed the best overall performance of the school or madrasa. Right, and this prestigious award goes to, guess who? No, Mefa King. You got to come to Rustenburg for platinum. It goes to Nurul Iman Muslim School. And we call Mufti Yaqub, Mufti Yaqub to come forward, inshallah, to present this prestigious award to the chairman of the Nurul Iman Muslim School, Brother Yasin Veli. Come on, Rustenburg, I want to hear MashaAllah. I got the mic. I'm the loudest. Masha Allah. Alright, I've been told by Maulana and Gamia, Rustenburg was first, and Mafeking was just one point difference. And mashallah, they were the winners last year, and Porch were the learners, were the winners of the previous year. But now it's Rustenburg's, Maulana. Right, all the sisters that have assisted in the timekeeping and assisted with the charges, etc., are requested to, inshallah, collect your gift from our respected committee members, inshallah. Inshallah, 2012 overall winners were Klagstorp, 2013 was Porch, 2014 was Mafeking, and 2015 is Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg. Alright, we have come towards the end, and inshallah, we are going to call Maulana Ibrahim and Gamia, inshallah, to do the vote of thanks from the Mafeking side, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The vote of thanks was already done. But the special shukran, firstly, to all that have come from so far, even those that are near, appreciate everyone, your coming here, parents, participants, teachers, staff of the different schools and madrasas. Then to our special adjudicators, our timekeepers, and then I want to extend a very big shukran, a heartfelt shukran to the entire Mafeking community for your outstanding assistance in making this event, alhamdulillah, a huge success. So jazakumullah khairan to all and to all the participants. I now call upon Mufti Yaqub Muntisab to close the program, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, this was the most phenomenal speech contest we ever had. As it was mentioned earlier, every child walked away with a certificate. That certificate is a certificate of appreciation of standing on stage and presenting the speech. Allah reward all these shining stars. Some receive awards in a form of trophy, but each one that presented themselves are winners. Allah reward them, inshallah. We are going to announce the host city for our 2016 speech contest. After consultation with various towns during this speech contest, a very strong request had come from the Diamond City, Kimberley. So the 2016 speech contest will be in Kimberley, inshallah, next year. It is also just fair that for the past 5 years they had been travelling long distances, Clarksdorp, Rustenburg, Mafeking, and various other places. It is our time to travel to the Diamond City and participate in the speech contest there, inshallah. Once more, jazakallah to everybody who had participated. Inshallah, when these youngsters will grow up, alims of deen, ulama of deen, apas of deen, muallimas of deen, we all will be in the same reward, inshallah. Let us make dua. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.